Sean, how was the last session before you guys fly out? How'd you go?
Yeah, it was a sharp session. Everyone was switched on. We know we've got a tough challenge ahead of us, and it's a long way to go to Cairns, so it's good to get one really good session before we fly out.
Trevor's saying that he doesn't mind the matchup with the Taipans. Is that sort of how the playing group feels?
Look, at this time of year, you got to be playing great basketball to win. So every team's going to be really good in the finals, and this year's no different. So it's a matter of playing your best basketball, and I think Cairns is a tough opponent, and we know we're going to have to play our best to be able to get a win.
What are the main sort of positives you guys took out of Sunday's win?
Look, it wasn't a perfect performance, but I thought we battled hard, and defensively we were pretty good, and then in patches offensively I thought we were really sharp. So there's some positives to take out of that. Obviously a tough game against Adelaide, backing that up. So that's kind of readies up for this finals format, and gets us a little taste of what we're gonna face this weekend.
Your own form coming off the virus, was it the weekend you needed to sort of get that confidence back up?
Yeah, it's it's kind of night and day, the energy levels you have out there when you're feeling 100%. Was happy the effort that I was able to give, and knock down a few shots always helps as well. But those games don't mean much now. We've just got to everyone's got to focus, do their job, and be ready to step up when they're needed.
Cairns obviously had a super year, first minor championship. What do you guys draw on confidence going into this game?
Well, we've got a lot of experience. We've got guys that have played in a number of finals, so it's we're looking forward to a challenge. It's been a while since we've come from the fourth spot, and I guess the guys we've had an up and down year. We've had faced a lot of adversity with injuries and sickness and those type of things. So it's a great challenge for us, and it's tough to win in Cairns in the regular season, even tougher in the finals, and we're just looking for the challenge.
Do you believe you can win it, the whole thing?
Oh, there's always that belief that you can, especially with this group. We've done it before. It's a little bit tougher when you don't have the home court advantage, and Cairns is playing some great basketball. They beat New Zealand in New Zealand. That doesn't happen very often. So they're playing great basketball as well. So it's they've got a lot of weapons. They've got guys that can score from a variety of different ways, and Scotty Wilpikin will probably be right up there in the MVP vote. So it's a tough challenge for all of us, and we're all going to have to be switched on to be able to get a win.
Shutting down Scotty in particular, you guys have backed Damo to do that?
Well, I think if you're going to have one guy, you'd want the four-time Defensive Player of the Year. But we can't just rely on Damo to do the job. It's going to be a team effort. There's going to be guys switched out on him at times, and just to make sure that we follow the scout and make him take tough shots. He's, he really gets their team going, especially in the fourth quarter. The ball tends to be in his hands a lot, so we're going to have to make sure we do a great job if we're going to be able to secure a win over there in Cairns.
And how much does legacy play a part in this, and how much does it mean to the team, hopefully going back to back and the third in your time?
Look, it's something that you draw some inspiration from that. Ricky Grace has challenged us. He's gone back to back, but this group has never done it. At this stage, we're just looking at game one against Cairns, and we'll worry about those other things and legacies and all that when our time is done. But it's really got to be a focus effort, and probably our best game of the year to be able to get a win in the finals against a Taipans team that hasn't lost too many at home.
Sean, the 13,000 t-shirts going out in the seats, so what kind of boost is that gives to the team?
We've got the best crowd in the league. I guess it's a little bit of an added bonus for the support that they've given us all year. They get come to a finals, get a free T-shirt, walk out, even in shoot around, and see 13,000 seats all covered in red before the fans even get there. It's a pretty impressive sight, and I think we don't take it lightly. We're trying to draw that energy that we get from the crowd, and hopefully help us out in game two.